Now, Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.
10 till 8 here on Tide 99.1. Want to remind you of the layout of the show here. We're going to take you all the way till 8 o'clock, then we'll flip it over to my good friend Dan Patrick, man. He's been calling me this morning saying, hey, man, you can't tell this thing late. I know you got John Parker Wilson on, but don't hold me late. I got a big show lined up. So Dan Patrick will take you from 8 to 11. Then Chris Stewart will come back here from 11 to 1, coming off that big win against Louisiana Monroe yesterday for Alabama baseball. And that can always be heard here on the flagship station of Alabama baseball, Tide 99.1. So Chris Stewart will take you from 11 to 1. Then Paul Feinbaum from 1 to 5. And Ryan Fowler, the pioneer of Tuscaloosa Sports Radio. He'll join us from 5 to 8. And don't forget, on Saturdays, you can always catch the Tide 99.1 Rewind with my co-host, Martin Houston. That's every Saturday right here for your home of Alabama sports, Tide 99.1. Joining us this morning is, and holding over, and he's so gracious with his time, John Parker Wilson. John Parker, I guess you're right before we left. Poll question's been all morning. LSU decided they're going to schedule UCLA, Arizona State non-conference. They're going to play a home and home. Who would you want to see Alabama play? Before we get to that, though, do you like that home and home or the neutral site deal?
I like the home and home.
I really do, too.
Especially when you're playing, you know, you get to go, all the fans get to go check out this, the college town, compare Tuscaloosa to whatever. I mean, anybody can go to Jerry's World and watch a Cowboys game, but I think it's kind of cool to go to, you know, wherever and see all their fans interact on their game days. Just like I know you had a good time going out to A&M, something new. They're in our conference now, but it was kind of like, you know, something new. Check out a new stadium. I know nobody's ever been there from Alabama, so I think it's a cool deal.
I think it is, too. It's part of the pageantry that makes college football so great, is you get to go see other people's traditions. I understand why we do those neutral sites, John Parker, because, like, you know, Atlanta's a big recruiting base.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we go over to play in Atlanta because chances are we're going to get more recruits out of Atlanta than we're going to get out of College Station.
Sure.
So I understand that. And you and I were, you know, I think Nick Saban really pioneered that neutral site game when we played Clemson in 08.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't a lot of that going on before, and I think, you know, it's a good way to start off the season. It's kind of a bowl game before the season, if you will, and get your feet wet a little bit. But yeah, it's. I mean, it's the rage now. So, but I like seeing the home and home. That's a cool deal.
And LSU's done that before. They played Oregon, big name, over in Dallas. Then they've scheduled to play Wisconsin in Lambeau Field, which is going to be a great, great venue. And you've played at Lambeau Field, John Parker, so I know you know how awesome that is.
Yep.
But who would you want to see Alabama play in a non-conference game? I mean, if you could line one up, you know, who would you want us to line up against?
You know, I think it'd be cool to go out and play Southern Cal. I don't know if that's the is that the trending topic? Is that the trending one right now?
No, but we were talking about it.
In studio it was, but Barron and I both said, man, USC would be, like, right there at the top.
Well, you know, I look at it, we're both the big tradition schools. You know, they got their thing. We haven't played since 1978 out there. We played them in the bowl game. I just pulled up a little research right here.
Look at you.
We played them in 85, but we haven't played them in, you know, 30 years. So I think that'd be a cool deal to go out there, play in the Coliseum, then let them come over to Tuscaloosa and, you know, get their tails beat.
Yeah, you know, JP, and I was telling Barron, that game actually kind of changed probably the direction of Alabama football.
Yeah.
Meaning Coach Bryant and Coach McKay actually set up a home and home.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, from that point on, Alabama began to recruit more black athletes and so on and so forth.
Yep.
Once again, those, I think Coach Bryant did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he was just like Coach Saban, forward thinking. So that's why I would love to see, you know, 30 plus years, almost 40 years removed from that moment, that changed, I think, the direction of Alabama football, the SEC, and college football as a whole, to see that rivalry, especially since, wouldn't you say that these two programs would be like the top two dynasties in the last, you know, 15 years,
yeah,
USC with their run,
yeah,
Alabama with their run?
No question.
And one of the more dominant teams in the last 10 years, at least. And Charles Lynn types in, he says, I'd like to see us play Oregon. And Oregon has come up a lot out of the Pac-12.
Yeah.
I think the Pac-12 SEC is kind of a big topic right now, but that's not the winner. I would have thought Oregon was going to be the winner.
Stanford.
Yeah. Stanford has been the winner. Jeremy Scott says Stanford. Jay Samuels says Stanford. Like I said, Theo Gibson has said Stanford. So Stanford. And that really surprised me because I'd want to see a contrast.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same style. So you're kind of playing – it kind of would be like going out there playing to practice, right? I mean, they do the same things. They have the same colors. Man.
Yeah, it'd be going out there and playing a more left-wing LSU is what it would be. I mean, that's exactly what it would be like going out to Palo Alto and just playing, you know, a hippie LSU. But I tell you who I want to see us play, and I'll go ahead and get it. I think we should play Ohio State in Chicago. I'd love to see us play Ohio State in Soldier Field. I think that would be an awesome game.
Yeah.
Of course, now that's not a home and home.
No.
But I think Ohio State, I like the Big Ten SEC matchups.
Well, you're kind of going back to, like, playing in Lambeau, playing in, like, I guess the old Yankee Stadium, playing in these old venues where these teams have been playing for 100 years. I think that's a pretty cool deal. I mean, there's so many different cool things you do, but playing in an old venue, I guess Soldier Field isn't old anymore, but it's got all that tradition, and I would love to see us just wax Ohio State. I can't stand them. And that would just be awesome.
Oh, especially with Urban Meyer being there.
Yeah, and what I was telling Varian is I would love to see, like, a neutral game site with, like, an Ohio State or one of those powerhouses. You took my – I was USC. I told him I wanted to see somebody out of the Pac-12, and of the Pac-12, it would be USC for tradition or Oregon for the clash. But if we're going to do a home-and-home, I would love that USC. But if we're going to do a neutral site, I Ohio State would jump up there for me really quick.
Yeah.
And I think I would love to get a hold to Texas again. I mean, really, because there's a guy that calls in Feinbaum every day that always brings up, well, they've only beat us once, you know. I would love to show him that those seven that they won were, like, ancient.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I would love to get Texas in a neutral site that we could get some serious clout and recruiting from. Like, if you played at Soldier Field – that'd be a new market for recruiting for Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the fans would absolutely eat it up. As much as they hate Alabama, I think they would.
Yeah.
John Parker, man, appreciate you holding us over to the break. Appreciate you staying on. Give us, just right before we let you go, give us, again, you're with Stern AG. Kind of tell us a little bit more about what you're doing if people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I just started, so I'm studying for all my licensing tests. I'm going to try to work to be a financial advisor and, you know, get in that industry and here in the finance, and just right now just trying to get licensed and being able to get out there in the business world.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Appreciate you joining us.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate it, man.
Have a good one, man. Roll Tide. All right, man. Good show today. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 8. Same time, same place, same thing.
Yeah, and Marky Calendar's for Monday, 7 o'clock, Dunkin' Donuts. Come out and see us.
Absolutely. We realize you have a choice when it comes to sports talk radio. There's a lot of places you can go with your ears, a lot of places you can get your information. But we thank you. On behalf of Martin Houston, Trey Brooks, and myself, we thank you for choosing Tide 99.1 in Houston and Huber this morning. Y'all be safe and roll Tide.
Tide 99.1, WDGM Greensboro, Tuscaloosa. Listen live at Tide99.1.com. Tide 99.1.